I am not even going to try to pronounce the name. They're from Asia. It's a trio. Of course, you hear a guitarist in there too, so technically quartet is playing right now, but actually a trio. And from Asia, like I said, I'm not even going to try to pronounce the name because I don't want to mess it up. But man, I tell you what, they are showing up sounding good. Okay, got to let you hear some more of that as we go. They are really sounding good. Wish I remembered the title of that song. Anyway, talking about our president, America's poor. America's president, America's poor and needy, and budget proposals. We're also taking a look at the connection or the disconnect between our president's rhetoric and the reality of his proposals. The rhetoric of his promises, the reality of his proposals. The rhetoric of his promises, the reality of his proposals. The president's budget cuts Job Corps. How many of you have participated in Job Corps? How many of you found Job Corps to have been a life changer for you? How many of you know someone who benefited by having participated in the Job Corps? Been around for a long time, has been doing a lot of good for many, many, many people. The president's budget cuts Job Corps by 25% and cuts another $531.9 million in funding by eliminating three programs that target groups that face unique barriers to work. Those three groups are the Indian and Native American National Program, three programs, and you see how you hear who's benefiting. The Indian and Native American National Programs, the Senior Community Service Employment Program, and the Migrant and Seasonal Farm Worker Program. Isn't it interesting that we hear so much about how little migrant workers are paid? We're actually told quite a bit about how terribly they're taken advantage of and abused. And the president is proposing a significant cut to the Migrant and Seasonal Farm Worker Program. Seasonal Farm Worker Program. They work that season that those crops are being harvested. What happens after that season is over? Are they able to go someplace else where something else is in season? Keep some work income flowing? How difficult is that? Our president wants to cut funding for that program. There might be reasons to reduce funding in some areas in order to invest more in others. But the proposed cuts in training programs overall mean that investing in skills is not a priority for President Trump. The budget does include some modest new investments in 2019, though many of these could be in jeopardy after 2019 if the administration's proposal for sharp NDD cuts in later years were ultimately adopted. For example, the budget increases funding for apprenticeship programs to $200 million in 2019. And that's up from $95 million in 2017. That's a good thing. Apprenticeship programs are important and should be expanded, but they're just one part of a workforce development strategy. They constitute, in fact, check this out now. It's good that he is increasing that from $95 million in 2017 to $200 million in 2019. That is good, and I'm not just saying that. That is a good thing. But check this out. The apprenticeship programs make up only 6% of the Labor Department's training and employment services budget in the president's proposal. 6%. The budget also provides an additional $15 million compared to 2017 for re-employment services and for eligibility assessments for certain unemployment insurance recipients, and calls for a larger investment in these services in future years. The budget, what else does it do? So far, we've gotten a little bit of good there, an additional $15 million for unemployment insurance, and that is good. An additional $105 million from 2017 to 2019 for apprenticeship programs. That's, and I mean it, that is a good thing. How does that stack up, though, compared to the huge cuts in the other areas? Small increases in a couple of areas so far compared to huge cuts in several other areas. Okay, be back in a few.